From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. Governor Brian Kemp has launched an initiative tied to the 2020 census. GPB's Robert Jemison has more.
Today, I'm very excited to launch Everyone Counts, Georgia's 2020 census outreach effort to make sure every Georgian is counted in this year's census.
Kemp kicked off the state's marketing campaign on Thursday. It encourages residents in Georgia to respond to the census questionnaire. The governor said the census impacts are far-reaching, including representation in Washington and funding for things like health care, transportation, and education here in the state. In September, Kemp expanded the existing state census team to include more local leaders and nonprofit partners. The goal is to get the message out to every Georgian on the importance of being counted. Residents will begin receiving invitations in the mail with directions on how to fill out their census online or by phone or via mail in mid-March. Census Day is April 1st, 2020. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison in Atlanta.
Kelly Loeffler will be sworn in Monday as Georgia's newest U.S. Senator. GPB's Stephen Fowler has more.
One of the first things Loeffler will face is a Senate trial for articles of impeachment against President Trump, something she already said she'll vote against. Loeffler will also have to balance governing time in Washington with campaigning back home. Because she was appointed to replace Senator Johnny Isaacson, there will be a special election in November to fill out the remainder of that six-year term. The wealthy financial services executive is likely to face challenges from fellow Republicans as well as Democrats in a crucial election year. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Atlanta's mayor says she plans to run for a second term. Keisha Lance Bottoms told Georgia Trend magazine she'll campaign again in the 2021 mayoral race. Bottoms was elected in 2017. No date has been set yet for the election next year. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.